One of the most genial and personable people you could ever meet, with a kind word for everybody. And, you know, I'm very sad you just sprung it on me there. I can't recall exactly his time, the number of times he held office, but I remember he was mayor when there was a civic reception for the famous Clare football team in 1992 after losing the All-Ireland semi-final to Dublin and Croke Park. I got to know him best back in the 1970s when nobody in the party knew me, when we set up a committee to commemorate the deaths of Eamon de Valera, and he became secretary of a very efficient committee that gathered money and put up the big statue that now stands in front of the courthouse. He was a pivotal member of that committee. He went on then to become secretary of the Carlisle Counter for a big number of years, and he was very instrumental in the tumultuous times in Clare politics when Sheila de Valera first arrived in Clare as a candidate, and he was closely associated with her, as indeed I was myself at the time when she stood for election in Clare.
And I suppose in terms of the work and the accomplishments of Raymond on the council, what do you think his overriding legacy will be?
He was very dedicated to the health services, of course, and generally, I suppose what stood out was his personal approach to everybody. I remember the first time he decided to run for election, he just went off on his own. He didn't have a big army of people with him. He literally spent months going from door to door on his own and surprised everybody except himself by being elected quite handily.
I think it's fair to say, Michael, that sometimes when we think of politicians or public figures, we forget about the person behind it all. What was Raymond like to work with?
He was a shy person. Again, I'm thinking back, my best experience with him, we took a formal picture one time of the said committee I was talking about for this, put up the De Valera statue. I think it was the only time we had a full turnout at the meeting for a formal picture. And Eamon hid behind somebody. I know he's in the picture, but you can't see him because he didn't want to be seen. That's the type he was. I think that would sum him up.
You mentioned as well there that he got to preside at the civic reception for the victorious provincial champions of the year 1992, when Clare famously overcame Kerry in the Munster final and would go on to be defeated by Dublin. Was GEA something that was strongly important to Raymond as well?
Of course, as you know, I mean, being a townie, he'd have been a hurling man, of course, but the GEA was endemic, like, in him, as it is in most Fianna Fáil people, but you know, it was particularly strong in his genes.
And I understand as well that Raymond's son, Garrett, was also a former candidate and a member of Fianna Fáil, so very strong links to the party in this county.
Very strong links. Well, Raymond was a high-profile member of the National Executive, and he went on to actually become a vice president of the party, which is quite prestigious. Obviously, the party leader is president, but there are the position of five vice presidents, and Garrett Green held one of those. Very prestigious position at national level. It doesn't come easily.
And we even had, in 2014, when we had the shake-up from town councils changing to municipal districts, and to mark the occasion, Raymond actually attended the final ever meeting of an Ennis Town Council in 2014 as a member of the gallery. But I think that underpins what local democracy may be meant to him, that it was many years had gone by since he had served on that council himself, but he still felt it was important to be there.
Oh, absolutely, you know. I didn't see him much in recent times, you know, so it took me by surprise when I was heard of his passing now, you know. But he, as I say, he was a very private man, you know. He wouldn't be like some of the rest of us shoving ourselves out to the front of the picture, you know. So, but he always knew what was important and, you know, what it was important to attend to.
There's an expression that's often comes out in politics and about leadership roles, that often the best leaders and often the best representatives are ones that don't seek it out. And it sounds like Raymond really didn't seek any attention or any acclaim for his service.
No, absolutely not. Like, and not in a pity to fight that more than the fact that he hid during the formal picture we took. You know, you won't see his picture in many party albums or anything like that. He was a big supporter of Charlie Haughey back in the day, so I shared a lot of empathy with him in that respect as well.
I suppose just finally then, Michael, Raymond, I'm sure, will be very fondly remembered by all members of the county you serve for, really.
All members of the county, like, you know, and anybody from any particular party, it didn't matter who they were, you know. Raymond would do his best for you, regardless of whether you'd vote for him or not, you know. That's his legacy, I think.